Chapter 2, Accepting, Adapting, Reinventing. Once you've mastered the art of accepting things for what they are, life gets easier, as said by Anonymous. Everyone grieves when they lose something important, and the process typically includes 5 well-known stages: denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. I strongly believe it's that last stage, acceptance, that empowers each of us to create lives worth living. Through acceptance, we can make peace with what happened and find a way to move on. That said, everyone's journey to acceptance is different. I went through my own version of the 5 stages of grief after my accident. To be honest, I skipped denial. Let's face it, you can't deny double vision or the inability to move your arm. As indicated earlier, I did spend a lot of time being angry about the things I could no longer do. But I never experienced bargaining or depression, probably because I replaced them with determination. When I was well enough to begin physical therapy, I showed up to every appointment with gusto and the hope of improving myself as much as I could. My goal was to return to the person I'd been. I had no intention of accepting what had happened to me as being the final page of my story. I told myself over and over, with an occasional expletive thrown in for good measure, "This is not happening." As for acceptance, I still have to work on it every day. While I do accept many things that have resulted from my accident, I still struggle with my limitations. Part of the reason I'm writing this book is to encourage others to strive for acceptance. By all means, it's important to work hard and pursue the best possible course to regain your health and stability. But it's also important to accept the things that have happened so that you can live the best life you can, in spite of, and maybe even because, of the obstacles thrown your way. These days, I often think of a quotation by Josh Shipp that resonates with me and maybe will for you too. You either get bitter or you get better. It's that simple. You either take what has been dealt and allow it to make you a better person, or you allow it to tear you down. The choice does not belong to fate. It belongs to you. Losing my mojo. After the accident, the hardest reality to reconcile wasn't my double vision, loss of proper use of my arm and hand, or inability to taste and smell. What gave me my greatest pause was losing my ability to play competitive tennis. Once I was well enough to resume my regular workouts, I hired a second trainer to help me get my game back. I was focused and dedicated, excited and resourceful. But as hard as I fought, it was apparent that my bad left arm and hand, my damaged right rotator cuff, and my double vision would prevent me from ever playing competitively again. Tennis now required more finesse, flexibility, and precision than I had. So I was forced to face the cold hard truth that the game as I had known it was a thing of the past. I had to accept this reality even though I didn't like it. I didn't really have a choice in the matter. The only choice I had was whether I was going to fall apart because of it.